This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, I spend most of my time right over there in the news workshop sourcing the day's finest story tweed, which I adorn with the most topical vintage-inspired braided trim. Then I fill it with 90% white goose down cluster to create for you the modern yet timeless Montclair light beige acrobat down coat that is my monologue. But sometimes, just sometimes, folks, I strap on the shredded awning I ripped off an abandoned Winnebago using some old boot laces I stole from a sleeping hobo, then shriek at the night wearing the tattered banshee rag of news that is my segment. Day. Right there. That soothes the soul, my friend. Meanwhile, our national trust in chicken institutions has taken yet another major hit because Chick-fil-A is ditching its no antibiotics ever promise. What? You can't just make fast food promises and then break them. What's next? Arby's announcing, we seem to have lost the meats. According to their announcement, it's just a tiny change from no antibiotics ever to no antibiotics important to humans. No offense, Chick-fil-A, but I don't trust a restaurant deciding which antibiotics are important to me. You'd never hear a doctor say, well, you have a pretty serious infection, but I'd like to get a second opinion from Kyle, the assistant manager at Red Lobster. Kyle says you have unlimited shrimp. Chick-fil-A says they're being forced to loosen their standards because of a diminishing chicken supply. It makes sense. Any economist will tell you that's just the law of supply and delicious. As deliciousness increases, supply goes down into my belly. I will agree with some of you that graphic was more disturbing than funny. But my graphics team worked a long time on it, and I don't want to let those guys down. They're like children. And so I said, let it ride. I see now. That decision was misguided. I apologize. Meanwhile, in sport, the NFL has approved a new hybrid kickoff for next season. See, under the new rule, the kicker will line up on his 35-yard line with the other 10 players on the kicking team at the receiving team's 40, where the point guard has 30 seconds to throw the puck and yell, Uno. And I'm just making this up because I do not care. Meanwhile, in order to counter the issue of accumulating waste, Mount Everest climbers will now have to take their poop away with them. So let me just take Everest off the bucket list because I do not want to carry a full bucket off of Everest. Meanwhile, in owl news, it turns out that Flacco, the Central Park owl who captivated New York after escaping the zoo and roaming the city for months, had pigeon herpes and four kinds of rat poison in the system when he tragically died. Well, at least we can take comfort knowing that he died doing what he loved. Eating poison and banging gutter doves. Meanwhile, gotta hold that together, you know? Gotta hold the emotions in. Meanwhile, if you like to eat healthy, too bad, because Krispy Kreme donuts are coming to McDonald's locations nationwide by the end of 2026. Because who among us hasn't polished off a double quarter pounder with cheese and then thought, now how do I reward myself? That looks good, though, I gotta say. That looks pretty good. Krispy K's will hit Mickey D's using a phased rollout, which is appropriate because after burgers and Krispy Kremes, a phased rollout is the only way you're leaving that restaurant. Meanwhile, according to a researcher, our homes are too clean and should be seeded with germs because modern cleaning products are so effective they leave children bereft of exposure to bacteria and other germs that are important to the development of a healthy immune system, setting up countless husbands with a great excuse. Honey, I would love down to wipe down the counter after I cut raw chicken and wash my hands after I go to the bathroom, but I'm doing this for Tyler. Meanwhile, we're all familiar with DNA testing kits, but you may not know that you can get them for your pets when you run out of things to buy. But there's a new investigation into pet DNA testing by our own CBS affiliate WBZ Boston, New England's news leader, who asked, how accurate are pet DNA tests? We sent one lab a swab from a human. Reporter Christina Hager swabbed her own cheek. The company reported back that Hager was 40% Alaskan Malamute, 35% Shar Pei, and 25% Labrador, which is shocking until you see Christina Hager. Hi, Christina. Meanwhile, everyone is okay, but a man's appetite for soft bacon led to brain parasites after eating bacon gave him a parasitic pork tapeworm that took up residence in his brain. Worth it. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.